This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're running an airline here in the Delta variant late summer of 2021, you've had better days. Let me tell you that. A bit more than 1.4 million people flew commercial yesterday. It's been closer to 2 million for much of the summer. And United and American, JetBlue, Delta, and Southwest all said today they are tempering expectations for the fall as bookings go down and cancellations rise. Marketplace's Samantha Fields does a whole lot of aviation for us.
The end of summer pretty much always brings with it some drop in air travel.
The period between Labor Day and Thanksgiving is known in the airline industry as a shoulder season.
Henry Hardeveldt is a travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group. And he says what's different this fall
is that right now, of course, is the time when business people would normally be traveling. And we have far fewer people traveling for business today.
And since August, fewer people taking other kinds of trips, too. Richard Abulafia, an aviation analyst at Teal Group, says going into summer, air travel rebounded faster in the U.S. than in other parts of the world, as vaccines rolled out and the country largely reopened.
The summer was looking great, but because of the, resurgence of the pandemic in the form of the Delta variant, that's having a very negative impact on travel. The recovery just isn't as robust as we had hoped for.
Now, Abulafia says, it's Europe that's seeing more of a bump.
They have simply been able to accept vaccine passports, a higher level of vaccination, and just a higher level of testing.
In the U.S., with fewer people booking trips, some airlines are starting to cut back on capacity again, cutting routes or moving to smaller planes. And Adit Damodaran, an economist at the travel site Hopper, says they're also cutting ticket prices, which had risen over the summer when most domestic flights were packed.
Airfare is dropping going into the fall for both domestic and international flights.
And that, he says, will be tempting for a lot of travelers. But right now, most people who are booking aren't doing it very far in advance, and a lot more of them are buying cancellation insurance. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.